Does truth make division? Question number 6. Why do you not candidly admit that any message coming from God should not cause schism and separation among His people? Is not the fact that the shepherd's rod does cause both sufficient proof that it cannot contain the message of the hour? Answer. It is certainly true that any fresh revelation of truth from God's word ought never to cause division and separation. But the sad truth is that the opposite has always been the fact. To satisfy himself, the questioner need only ask himself, how many times has God sent to His church messages that did not bring both trouble and separation among His people? If the conclusions support His premise, then as Christians we must of course change our position and admit that the rod does not contain a message from God. If, however, church history discredits His logic, then of course we shall expect Him, as an honest Christian and a seeker for truth, to confess that His reasoning has not refuted the rod. Like all the heaven-sent messages preceding it, the rod messages, according to Ezekiel's prophecy in chapter 9, and Testimonies to Ministers, page 445, set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, Luke 2:34. It is exactly calculated to bring about to sifting a separation of the tares from among the wheat in the church membership. See also Early Writings, page 270. The fact that the message of the rod brings a separation is one more evidence in the proof that in this fundamental effect, at least, it is right in line with all other messages from God. This therefore adds another link to the golden chain of truth that cannot be tarnished or broken. The weight of evidence is the only fair and final criterion worthy of a Christian who must ever make an investigation for himself concerning purported truth.